20. This was 19, I believe. I think yesterday was 18. Number 19, we have really been blessed for the last really week with the weather. We went out this morning, it was 74 degrees and a two-a-day today, and then came out here tonight, and I really felt like I had some juice. I mean, for 19 practices in a row without a day off and a two-a-day, I really like the attitude of this team right now and the way they're working. I like the leadership, the way a lot of those guys are leading, and we're coming out here, and I felt like we got a really good night work tonight. We came out here and got a lot of individual done, and then a good bit of team, probably over about an hour of team. I don't know how many plays we ended up with, but got some competitive drills at the end, and I think it's all good progress right now for this team. We continue to try and build depth, which is why we're getting as many team reps as we feel like we can get, because I think that's where you learn to play the game of football, in a team atmosphere, and so that's what we're trying to get, but I think they're working really hard, and I like the day we had. We've got a couple more days of camp. We got tomorrow's going to be a hard day because it will be another padded practice. Everybody's sore and beat up and tired right now, but we got to go again in pads tomorrow. We'll go in shorts on Thursday. We'll have our scrimmage on Friday. We'll clean some things up on Saturday, and then we're into game week. So I think right now we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's starting to show up a little bit, which is nice. Maybe nicer for the coaches and the players, but I think everybody's looking at that light a little bit right now.
When you went back and looked at the film from Saturday, was there anything that stood out that you didn't see on the field?
I don't know that it stood out as much as we got some great individual evaluations, like we talked about. That was a personnel scrimmage. And what you're looking for is not necessarily the execution of the offense and the defense as much as the individuals. I felt like some of the young linemen really played well. I felt like Shane Carpenter really did a nice job. I think the two freshman linemen, O'Shea Dugas and Dante McCready, really did a good job up front. When you sit down and look at them, I think they have a pretty good understanding right now of what's going on. I think Jaquise Dancy is really talented, but it didn't take a scrimmage to see that, you know, when you look at him. I think he's really talented, and I think some guys did some really good things. And that was, we got a lot more scrimmage with our depth, a lot more plays with our depth than we did with our starters. And I was pleased with what I saw. I think we've made progress. I think we're gaining on it. I think we're going in the right direction. I think Ephraim Kitchens is doing a really nice job at corner. I like what Cooper is doing at safety right now, with Bryson out for a couple days. I like what Cooper's doing and the way that he's growing up in there. And we're continually on the revolving search for those defensive linemen, you know, and which one out of that crowd is going to be the guy that's really going to step up. I think Jordan Bradford's doing some really good things, and I like what I see out of him. So right now we got to keep plugging, but I think a lot of those guys are getting better, and that's the main thing we're trying to get right now as we're going through camp.
A week or two ago, you said you wanted the offensive line to be solidified after the first scrimmage. Where does it stand now?
I feel pretty good about the number of the guys we're going to work with. You know what I mean? I feel like I talked about, we had to make some decisions between all the freshmen, you know, which guys were going to be, who were going to be out of the 15 linemen that are in camp, who were going to be the 10 that we were really going to work with. And I think we got a pretty good grasp on that. I think we got a really good grasp on the guys we're going to work with, and now we're just really trying to polish some things up and make some final decisions on who's going to be at what position. You know, we've got a lot of guys rolling around. Josh Robinson's playing guard. He's playing tackle. Brunson's playing center and guard. Mahaffey's playing center and guard. We got a lot of guys that are kind of moving around, and we're just trying to find that combination to get the best five on the field right now.
As to this last week, but a week later, is there anyone that's banged up now that you don't think will be able to go for next weekend right now?
Not at this point. You know what I mean? Some of them are going to kind of be feel and go as we get into this weekend. But right now, out of the guys in the two deep, no. I mean, we've got a couple freshmen. We had a couple freshmen that came in with some injuries that maybe had to have a scope or have to have. We got two scopes, two knees that needed to be scoped, and those are going to be a couple weeks. So I'm looking at it as those guys will possibly be redshirted, but right now they're not really in the two deep. So out of the two deep, all right, now I expect everybody to be back.
What about Carlos? Because he's missed some valuable reps the last couple weeks, I guess.
He has, yeah, but he should be good to go in the game. I mean, where will he be rest-wise and his performance? I don't know yet. We'll have to see when he gets back and gets out here on the field. But health-wise, he should be back.
I was talking to some of the players about KD during the media day, and I was interested to get your perspective on if you think that he gets the respect either regionally or nationally. I know that coaches and conference would say respect him a lot, but
right. Outside
perspective, what are your thoughts?
You know, I don't know how much attention he really gets. You know, I know he's on the Doak Walker Award watch list and those things. He deserves to be. I think he's a special back. I think he's got a lot of talent, and I have really been impressed with the attitude, the mindset that he's taken. He made the decision to come back, and he's certainly making the most of it. I think he's quicker than he was a year ago. I think he's bigger than he was a year ago, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see him play this fall. But I don't know of the lack of respect. You know what I mean? But when I look at a guy like that on the watch list for the Dirk Walker that goes to the best running back, I think he deserves to be in that competition.
Talk with both feet, and it seems he's eager to finally get his crack at a starting position. How much patience have you seen from him just slowly getting to a starting job?
Bo's been awesome. I mean, he's been awesome. He's waited his turn. He was young. A couple junior college players came in. He played a backup role. But you really have just really watched him grow and flourish as not only a player, but as one of the leaders. He understands the defense. He knows what he's doing. He's vocal. He's worked extremely hard. You look over there on that jugs machine, I hear it running. I'm willing to bet he's one of them that's over there on it. He works. He works like crazy. I just think he's waited patiently for his turn. And there's nobody more excited to see the success that he's having right now on the field than I am. He certainly deserves it.
Paul, I was joking with him too that I know he told me last year that he felt really healthy going into the year, and
yep.
Then we know how that turned out, and he told me the
yes.
same thing. When you watch him out there, I know he's not, you know, he had his nose issue, but you're kind of like crossing your fingers a little bit, because I'm sure you want to see him play a full 12-game slate to see what he can do out there.
Healthy, a full 12 games healthy, I do, because, I mean, he transferred here, he had to sit a year, and then last year he went through kind of an injury-plagued season, still was productive for us, but not as productive as he wants to be and can be. And he's worked really hard in the offseason and this summer. He's done a great job with Kurt Hester. He's done great things to his body. You know, when he comes to camp, he breaks his nose. He's got to sit a week. Now he gets cleared to come back out here. You know, and everybody's a little sore, but you know, his nose is going to be healed, and he'll be full go by the time we get to the first game. But I certainly would like to see him play a full season healthy, because he's a talented young man, but even better than that, he's a phenomenal person, and he's been very patient waiting for his turn to play a full year of college football.